And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, live segments the rest of the way here. We got segment number two coming up with Greg McClure, Riley County Extension Ag Agent with the Kansas State Research and Extension Office here. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to talk to you here this morning, and we're going to be talking about a few different things. We'll start first with crop planting dates, and, you know, it's been a pretty rainy month of May here that we just got out of. How is crop planting going here in this part of the state?
Slow. So actually, just thought maybe I'd go back through and kind of review what we do. Maybe assuming that part of your audience isn't a real ag audience, and so you know, in spring we normally start planting corn first. Plant corn first because it can germinate at a cooler temperature. And so when the soil temperature reaches 50 degrees at a 2-inch depth, farmers will start planting corn. Of course, some of them will probably plant it sooner than that and just plant it by the calendar. But usually that's somewhere around the middle of April that we'll have 50 degrees here. Oftentimes you'll see April 1st in southern Kansas. I mean, they're planting corn. And so if you remember April, it was really open. And so the weather was fine. You know, we thought we were, or the farmers thought it was dry, but if you really got in the field, there was good moisture. So planting conditions were really good. And so most of the corn should have been planted because we didn't get much rain until, I believe it was about 14th of May, maybe 15th, but somewhere along in there. And so we'll plant corn when the soil temperature is 50 degrees. The next thing that we generally plant is soybeans. And we're looking for 55 to 60 degrees to plant soybeans. And that's usually somewhere mid-May to the third week of May. But it was such good weather that it was a little hard for a few people to stay out of the field. And I get it because, you know, there's a lot of promotion in the ag publications now about planting soybeans earlier, because they think they can lay in the ground and they think earlier beans are better. And again, I'm saying they think, and because I'm reading that in the farm press, and maybe that's from some of the I states, and I'm not real sure that applies to Kansas. So I still think that the third week of May up to the first of June may be our real target for planting soybeans, our ideal window. But what happened then is if you didn't plant a little bit early, then it got wet. And so, gosh, then we've maybe had 2 days since the 15th of May that were decent to plant until about now. And so I'm thinking that it might dry up, and then these no-till fields will get back into them here maybe today or tomorrow. Kind of depends on what the fields look like.
Well, that's good news to hear. And, that's unfortunate. It's been a little slower, but does that worry you at all here going into the summer?
You know, it doesn't really at this point. You know, when you're used to planting the 21st of May and you get kind of stuck on that calendar, and the calendar is really not the way we're supposed to be planting, you know, we just need to look at soil temperature and see what it looks like. So 55 to 60 degrees. But the research I've seen on soybeans, and again, it depends on the year, it depends on when it rains in August, but the research I've seen would suggest that until about June 10, you're probably okay on your soybean planting in this part of the state. And then after that, you might lose about a half bushel per day that you're later than that in planting soybeans. And, you know, that's some old research. And there'd be farmers that would say, well, gosh, the last few years, my June 20th soybean, some of the double crops were the best. And yeah, it happens. But over time, if we're done by the 10th of June, we should be okay on soybeans. The next crop, though, that we plant, and we're not planting as much grain sorghum as we used to. We plant a lot more corn now, but grain sorghum would be the next crop that we generally plant, looking for a soil temperature of 65 to 70 degrees. That's usually late May, and I just looked a couple days ago. It was 63 degrees soil temperature on Wednesday. It had cooled down, of course, with the rains, and today it's showing 67. And so, generally, our producers like to plant grain sorghum first week of June. And for years, I was even seeing stuff from K-State saying, oh, we ought to be planting that early May. And again, I guess I'm a little slow to really grab a hold of that. But this year I see that Ignacio Ciampitti. He's one of our agronomists and really good one over K-State, has gone back and looked at the data. And really, the window that really works best, the farmers were right, it's that first week of June. So that's going to be an ideal planting time for grain sorghum, and up until the 20th of June. So we're in good shape yet. Still time to get stuff in the ground and raise some good crops. Moisture, you know, farmers have been telling me for months that it's going to be a dry summer. Who knows? They may be right. Again, I looked that up because I was curious. We're about 5 inches below for the annual for the last 365 days. So we're not terribly dry. It depends on where you're at. If you get down to the Iceland Bottoms area south of town, they're actually a couple inches over for that 365-day period. So we're not in bad shape on moisture, really. It does, again, depend on where you are in the county. So if there's somebody up in that north of Leonardville and getting over toward the Clay County border listening, they're going to say it is too dry, and they're right. It's dry right there in their area.
And we forget sometimes how spread out Riley County is. It's really from top to bottom, especially.
Well, you know, sitting here in Manhattan, and I live, you know, about 20 minutes out. It's really only 12 miles, but 20 minutes out. But, you know, it's 45, 50 minutes, maybe more than that, to the corner of the county up there. And if you don't get up there, Brandon, you really should make a drive someday and see the northwest corner of the county. It's there's some pretty country up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
and I do say up. To me, north is up. I don't know how other people think.
yeah, that's a good point. Well, let's talk about bagworms. Those can be a real nuisance this time of year.
Yeah, I normally leave the bagworms to Greg Eystone, but you know, I put it on my list of topics to talk about because I so often, when I'm driving down the road, I see windbreaks that just look awful. And I know what's going on, and they've got bagworms in them, and we really need to pay attention to that. I've watched some of these for a few years, and I've seen them really, really go to heck because of neglect. And so if 3 or 4 years of neglect of bagworms can do some pretty serious damage on our windbreaks. And so we need to pay attention and not wait until the middle of July when we see bags that are an inch and a half long. We need to be paying attention about now. It's actually a little earlier than I would probably spray. So, and you've probably seen bagworms, Brandon. You know, they're kind of an oval shaped bag hanging on there. And, you know, you paint them, they make nice little Christmas ornaments on your juniper trees. But you get enough of those on there, they'll take an awful lot of needles off of trees, and they'll really weaken it, and eventually they can kill them.
Yeah, you don't want that.
And right now in my house, I've tried to look, and they got away from me last year. I thought I was getting sprayed, and apparently my sprayer and I weren't cooperating and getting things done right. And I've got some that did a lot of damage, and so I need to pay attention again. But I've tried to look, and I can't find them, but I know my neighbor in Geary County, he's found them, and he's seen the small bagworms getting started. I've only looked at a couple of trees. I look at the one that's right by the hydrant where I'm there every day. So, you know, I could have them on my trees too. But generally, somewhere around the 20th to the 25th of June is going to be a good time if you're looking for a one-shot spray to go ahead and control them. They're going to hatch. Well, they're hatching now, and they're going to continue to hatch for at least 2-3 weeks and maybe into the 1st of July. But oftentimes, you get to the 1st of July, and they're getting pretty big. And as they get even bigger than that, they get harder to control. And they'll eventually seal those bags up, and you're kind of done, and you can't get them controlled yet that year.
Go ahead.
So bagworm control isn't really that hard. It's just a matter of getting an insecticide on them. And the key to control is good coverage. So about any insecticide will do the job as long as we get good coverage and get it on the insect.
All right. Good tips here from Greg McClure here, Riley County Extension Office. We're getting a little short on time here, but I'll just we'll kind of wrap things with kind of what's happening on the farm right now.
Well, again, what we're doing right now is – we're getting back into soybean planting. And so we're trying to get after that, and then we're going to get that wrapped up, we hope, in the next week if we don't get some more rain. And then we'll plant some grain sorghum. It's time to be putting up alfalfa. Maybe would have liked to have been putting the alfalfa up a week or so ago, but again, we're a little late, but it's time to get that done. Another thing we need to be getting after, it's time to start harvesting brome. So that needs to be done. And then, because of all these rains, we've got a lot of rye cover crops out there that need to be terminated, either harvested or rolled down or whatever. Rye is kind of a bad word, but it's because it has infested wheat fields for years, and we've tried not to have any rye, and now it's come in as a cover crop. And so it'd be interesting if this goes to seed and we make a mess again. So that needs to be taken care of. Cattle are usually gone to grass. They're probably out by now, but usually go to grass about the 1st of May. Bulls have been being hauled to grass, though, so they usually go in about somewhere between the 15th of May and the 1st of June, so we can get those mid-February, 1st of March calves. And so if you see a lot of trailers, stock trailers on the road the last couple of weeks, they probably had a bull in them. So that's what's been happening there. The other thing that, you know, next thing will be coming up, we don't grow a whole lot of wheat in Riley County, but, you know, we'll have wheat harvest here in the middle of June. I always like to make a prediction, and so my prediction is June 27 for the northwest corner of the county, because that's a Sunday. Actually, 6 weeks from heading, it works pretty well. Our wheat plot up there, clear in the northwest corner of the county, was heading on the 14th of May. That'd get us to the 25th. So we'll actually probably harvest some wheat sooner than that in the southern part of the county.
All right. Well, Greg, it's always a pleasure to get an update from you, and we'll talk again real soon from to you at the Extension office.
Good to visit with you. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you so much. Greg McClure again joining us on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll get an update from Kansas State University and Karen Goose up next.